Now, the latest from Trade Central for Toyota Material Handling, Australia's first choice for new and used Toyota forklifts, and Arnold Dallas McPherson, looking after injured Victorians like you for over 20 years.
G'day, Hutto.
Well, I want to trade my new iPhone or my new upgrade of the
iOS 10.
I'm struggling to just use my phone.
Don't do it.
Just get a Galaxy, mate. Just
it works
a Galaxy.
Well.
You
it
just work
well.
Out how to use the last one, and then they go and upgrade it.
Exactly.
Yeah, they add all these fancy new things. Anyway.
Don't worry.
Now, Pierce Hanley was the trade we talked about earlier, and we just said that we thought he was off and it had gone through, but we just want to just pull it back a little bit to say that, as we talked about earlier, a three-way deal with Port Adelaide still very much on the cards with their first-round pick perhaps for next year, going to Brisbane two of their second-round picks.
Right. What's the hiccup? Is it the pick
shuffle? I think there's still just a bit of argy-bargy over which of the picks and what that would be. So still think that will most likely be the deal with Pierce Hanley and it goes through. But just it won't be done today. It's too late now anyway, I think, for official deals to go through. But it may be tomorrow, maybe a bit later. But that's still the basis of the deal. We talked earlier about Rhys Palmer maybe heading to Carlton. Jordan Lewis has officially asked for the trade. Pick 48 is Melbourne's pick that is being talked about as the one that might get the deal done between Hawthorn and the Demons. So we'll see on that. Some discussion about Essendon and
Hibbert,
as to what that pick would be. And there's been a debate about whether it would be one of this year's picks or next year's pick. And it's an interesting point because if it's Melbourne's second-round pick next year, given how well Melbourne are progressing, and particularly if they add Jordan Lewis to the mix, then does that start to devalue that pick as a second round next year as compared to where they finished this year?
Good point.
So they're the sort of things you're pushing for this year. Well, yeah, and they're the sort of things that clubs have to keep in mind. So we'll follow that one. Fremantle discussions today with the Bulldogs over Hamling. They're still trying to work out a pick there as to which pick it might be. Same with Kirsten with Geelong, so we watch that one as well. No word out of Adelaide yet, but still plenty going on with the Bryce Gibbs and Adelaide situation. I know you've been talking about that and want to get some help with that from the listeners. So,
yes, trying. Not much coming through just at the moment. Marcus, speaking of the Bulldogs, Marcus Adams, they want to keep him, don't they?
I think so. I haven't heard any absolute latest on that from the Dogs. So, but I think given the fact they're losing Joel Hamling, I mean, they really will want to keep the defenders that they've got. So I think that will be more of the case.
What time's in the business today down there at all done? 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock, We're in shutdown.
So no more to come through officially today. But, I mean, there's a hell of a lot now that has to go through in the next few days. So I suspect it'll either be tomorrow or Wednesday when suddenly we get a move on. It was interesting, I was just talking to someone before. You look at the trade history of the person involved. Stephen Silvani is one who's been happy to leave things until the last day. So we could be going down to the wire with everything that happens at Carlton.
Beautiful. Yeah, good on you, Hutto. Thanks for coming in, mate. Are you back a little bit later or are you off home?
No, we'll be phoning in after six if there's any further news coming through.
Well, I reckon list managers all over the place are just walking out right now.
Yep.
They'll be on the phone.
Phone calls willy-nilly.
Where's Brett Anderson? What are you doing?
He's still waiting to it as well. He might have a good story coming up.
Right, stand by.
Thanks, boys. We'll get back to you a little bit later.